Ice caps, they are breaking up. They are melting. There's no doubt about any of that. As a matter of fact, NASA releases photos, and it shows the caps are slowly melting away every season. There is this real possibility that if they all melt, sea levels will rise, and maybe dramatically. What happens? What do we do with everybody who's living along the coast?
Oh, well, that's one of the most interesting kind of wild cards. Just some background here is that the ice caps on the Antarctic particularly mm-hmm. are something like 4 or 5 miles, 6 miles thick. And they're like a big ice cube. And as it turns out, the pressure at the bottom of the, these things are so heavy that the pressure at the bottom generates enough heat that the ice melts. There's water underneath it, and the water runs out underneath this these big ice
mm-hmm.
packs, if you will, or whatever. And what they're worried about is that if the temperature of the planet rises far enough, that suddenly the like a big ice cube, this huge piece of ice, would break loose and like dropping an ice cube into a glass, it would slide into the Pacific or the Atlantic Ocean. And then you would get 100 to maybe 130 foot, almost instantaneous rise in sea level. And of course, it wouldn't be instantaneous. It would be over a 2 or 3 day period, and it would be tidal waves, and it would be all over the place. But it would be disastrous. It would... Every coastal city almost would be underwater, and in one sense, it would be the end of life as we know it, because it would be very, very hard to maintain. I mean, you'd have to go back to some pretty basic level of living if you suddenly wiped out New York and Miami and Philadelphia.
Well, you know, the prophet Edgar Cayce, the late prophet, had predicted basically in his readings that there would be tremendous coastal changes because of things like that. So,
well, there are any number of folks from those kind of areas, non-conventional, non-traditional places, who have suggested these kinds of possibilities. And the reason why it's worth and important to think about those at one level is that things like that have happened in the past.
Yes.
This is not just crazy, off-the-wall kinds of stuff, although there's a full spectrum of people who are in this space who are looking at some of these kinds of things, and some of them you have to wonder whether they're from another planet or not. But nevertheless, I think you need to have an open mind about these things and not close your mind, because that's when you get surprised, of course. And that's if you're not planning, if you just presume that nothing's going to happen that's along that line, then you'll never be ready if it does.
Well, as long as an asteroid doesn't hit into the ocean, creating a tsunami that wipes out the coast, at least I think with the melting of the caps, we'll have time to decide what we're going to do and how we're going to do it.
That's the global warming scenario.
Yes.
And
yes.
That one says, you know, over 100 years, it increases rather gradually, and you do have time to adapt to it. But if you have something that's more dramatic and more rapid, then it gets harder to respond.
Well, and there's no doubt about that. You see that as a pressing, immediate need?
Well, there are a lot of interesting indications that, and as we've talked about earlier, about a lot of melting of ice in lots of places, and I have scientist friends who have written major articles for magazines like the Atlantic Monthly. I mean, mainline kind of publication.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about rapid climate change and how that could all happen, and some of it could be influenced by some of these kinds of things that are melting, melting ice and ice dams and such things. And so, this is becoming more into the mainstream, I believe, and I think it needs to be.